Okay, here's what I want to know. Who's been praying for rain this week?
Lori. Me too.
Brought my umbrella. This story is inspired this week because my girlfriend's little 2-year-old has been wearing his rain boots all week. And so I was talking to her the other day in her office, and she was on the phone with him. And so I was on the phone, and I said, Hayden, you're wearing your rain boots. And he said, where's rain come from? And I said, well, rain comes from God. And then yesterday, we happened to be leaving the house, and Lauren was sitting out in her front, porch on her swing there on her bench, and she had her umbrella up. And so I got to thinking that, you know, if we're praying for rain, we really ought to have our umbrella with us. So today, we're praying for rain, and we know that God is going to send it. So I'm ready. Anybody else ready? You got your umbrella?
It already rained.
The real reason I have my umbrellas out was because of the sun.
Because of the sun, yeah. That would be the other reason to have the umbrella, was to keep the sun off of you. But that's not the reason. I have my umbrella because God is going to send the rain. Now, what we're talking about today, though, is because if we don't have our umbrella with us, and we're praying for rain, do we really believe that God is going to send the rain?
No.
No. See, our lack of faith sometimes shows on us, doesn't it? Because if we say to God, we really need the rain, and He knows that we really need the rain, and we believe that God hears our prayers, don't we? And we say that God will give us what we ask for, then we should really have our umbrella with us, because if we're praying for rain and we really believe God's going to send the rain, we're going to need an umbrella. But lack of faith is what our story is about today. And in chapter 6, verse 5, Jesus is in Nazareth. Remember Nazareth? Nazareth is his hometown, like Fairfield or Hamilton is our hometown. Jesus was raised in Nazareth, and he was in his hometown, and he was healing a few people, but he wasn't having a lot of luck with people listening to him, and here's why. People in his hometown were saying, isn't that just Jesus? Isn't he the carpenter, the son of Mary and Joseph, the brother of these girls that live in our hometown, his sisters and his brothers, they all live here. Who does he think he is? Where did he think he got so wise? Where did he get the power to perform miracles? So they questioned him. He's just the carpenter. He's just the son of Mary. His sisters live right here among us, and they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. So Jesus told him, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any mighty miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. And another story in Matthew chapter 21, where Jesus is telling his disciples, I assure you, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and it will happen. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So in these instances, Jesus is telling us that our lack of faith makes his power in our lives that much less. You see, when we don't really believe what we're asking for, Jesus can't really do it to help us. So when we pray, and we have a poster on our Sunday school wall telling us about prayer, that says, believe in what you're asking, and it will happen. And we know that God answers our prayers, and sometimes we know that He doesn't answer them the way we think He ought to answer them. So it might not rain today, but we do know that God hears us. And if we have the faith, the little bittiest faith of the mustard seed, God will answer our prayers. His power will be so great in our lives, we will feel it from our head to our toe, just like the raindrops. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your power in our lives. We ask that you give us the faith and the guidance in our lives to know that when we pray, we must also have faith that you will answer our prayers. In Jesus' precious name, amen.